Chapter 1 Belle opened the front door of her cottage. Taking in the picture-perfect pastoral scene in front of her, she sighed. Morning in the small village of Villeneuve began the same way each day. At least it had for as long as Belle had lived there. The sun would rise slowly over the horizon, its rays turning the fields that surrounded the village more green or gold or white, depending on the season. Then the rays would move along until they touched the whitewashed sides of Belle's cottage, which stood right on the outskirts of the village, before finally illuminating the thatched roofs of the homes and shops that made up the village itself. By the time that happened, the villagers themselves would be stirring, preparing for the day. Inside their homes, men would sit down for their morning meals, while the women readied the children or finished stirring the porridge. The village would be hushed, as though still shaking off sleep. Then the clock on the church would strike 8, and just like that, the village would come alive. Belle had watched it happen hundreds of times. Yet this morning, like every morning, it still amazed her as she stared down at the little town, full of the same people going about their daily routines. Narrowing her warm brown eyes, she sighed at the mundanity of it all. She often wondered what it would be like to wake up differently. Belle shook her head. It did her no good to wonder or wish. This was life as she'd always known it. The life she had shared with her papa ever since they had moved from Paris many years earlier. It was a waste of time to dwell on the past or the what-ifs. She had things to do, errands to run, and, she looked down at the book clutched in her hand, a new adventure to find. Straightening her shoulders, Belle pulled the door closed behind her and set off into town. Within minutes, Belle was making her way down the cobblestoned main street. As she passed other villagers, she nodded distantly. While she had lived in the village most of her life, she still felt like a stranger there. It, like so many in the rural French countryside, was isolated and insular. Most of the people Belle passed on her way had been born there, and most would spend the rest of their lives there. To them, the village was the world, and outsiders were viewed with caution. Belle wasn't entirely sure that even if she had been born in the village, she wouldn't still have been treated as an outsider. She really didn't have much in common with most of the others. And, if she was being honest, she tended to enjoy reading more than idle small talk, travelling to distant lands and having wondrous adventures, even if only in the pages of her favourite books. Weaving her way through the street, she listened as the rest of the villagers greeted each other. She felt a pang of loneliness watching them talk to one another. They all seemed perfectly content with the monotony of their morning routines. No one seemed to share her desire for something new and exciting, for something more. Belle reached the baker's stand, the sweet smell of freshly baked bread wafting through the air. As always, the harried baker was holding a tray of freshly made baguettes and muttering to himself. "Bonjour," Belle said. The man nodded absently. "One baguette." Belle peered at the row of jars filled with rich red jam. "And this too, s'il vous plaît," she said, picking one up and sliding it into her apron pocket. After she'd paid and collected her goods, she moved on to complete her next errand. She was just about to turn a corner when she paused. Jean, the old potter, was standing next to his mule, looking confused. The cart attached to the mule was loaded with freshly made pottery. Looking up, Jean caught Belle watching him and smiled. "Good morning, Belle," he said, his voice scratchy with age. He was peering into his cart, a puzzled expression on his face. "Good morning, Monsieur Jean," Belle said in return. "Have you lost something again?"